This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Faith and Life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are listening to A to Z, and we want to talk about faith and life. Well, first of all, we should understand what is a faith in Quranic understanding. Quran uses the word iman for faith. Well, what is the meaning of iman? Iman comes from the verb amana. It means to protect something, to give peace and protection to something, to make something in a condition where it is protected and it is in peace. That is the meaning of the root iman, to make something be in protection and peace. So, and what does iman mean in this context? What is the Quranic concept of faith in Islamic tradition and Islamic understanding? Well, faith is actually, iman is actually to make a belief, to make an idea deep-rooted in your heart. Well, there are ideas which are not deep-rooted in your heart. When an idea becomes deep-rooted in your heart, now you protect it from doubt. You protect it from skepticism, being skeptical about it. So protecting something from doubt is making it deep-rooted in your heart. So you no more doubt it. You are no more skeptical about it. This is iman. Iman means to make something deeply rooted in your heart so you no more doubt it, or it is protected from the doubt or any type of intellectual skepticism or doubt. So this is iman. So this is one type and one aspect of iman, that you make something deeply rooted in your heart that you'd no more doubt it based on the evidence and rational proofs. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z, and we are talking about faith or iman and the life. Well, as we talked earlier, that faith or iman in Quranic understanding means to grow an idea deep so that the idea becomes deeply ingrained and rooted in your heart. That is called iman, when it is protected from doubts. Now, this is the one aspect of iman. You protected an idea from being victim of doubt and skepticism. On the other aspect, it does not become iman. It's not possible for you to make an idea deeply rooted in your heart without acting according to the practical implications of that idea. So iman has twofold existence in ourselves. First is when something is deeply rooted in your heart, so you no more doubt it and you are not skeptical about it, so you protected it, amana, you protected it, this is iman. Now the second aspect is if something is deeply rooted in your heart, the result of it, you will not violate that idea in the practice. So here also, you are doing the practice of iman, you are actually protecting the idea, you are actually protecting that thought from being violated in practice. So if someone says, I have iman in God, I believe in God, it actually means that, first of all, I have deeply rooted this idea in my heart, so I no more doubt it. I have no any skeptical stance about this idea because I have actually rationally and intellectually reached at certainty about this point. And in the second aspect, you say not only that it has reached and deeply rooted in my heart, I do not violate this idea in my practice. And that is the real and true iman. So iman is actually believing deeply in something and not to violate its practical implication. I may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He may help us to achieve iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.